I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC, ACRA.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Bindlestiff Family Circus in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is the moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
Throughout his final State of the Union address before the election, President Joe Biden sought to differentiate himself from former President Donald Trump, who he described as threatening American democracy. Polls show the combative campaign-style speech outperforming voter expectations, but suggest it wasn't enough to move his approval ratings on key issues. Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt's response referred to the president as a professional politician, noting Biden's been in office longer than she'd been alive. She sharply attacked Biden's border policies.
Minutes after taking office, he suspended all deportations, he halted construction of the border wall, and he announced a plan to give amnesty to millions.
Britt is drawing scorn for blaming Biden for a horrific sex trafficking incident that took place in Mexico during George W. Bush's term. She also blamed the president for migrant crime when immigrants, legal and illegal, are on average more law-abiding than native-born Americans. Another regular Republican crime talking point is also being fact-checked. Trump and others regularly portray Democratic-run cities like New York as being crime-ridden, but federal statistics show Alabama has crime rates often three times higher than those of the Big Apple. Republicans are also faulting Biden for mispronouncing the name of Laken Riley, a Georgia nursing student murdered last month, with a Venezuelan immigrant arrested for the crime. But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries took issue with Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene shouting criticism about the killing during the State of the Union.
These people want to lecture Joe Biden because he delivered a strong and forceful speech that made them uncomfortable because he exposed their lies and shamelessness. We have one message for extreme MAGA Republicans who want to lecture us about the quorum. Get lost.
Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel has stepped down and has been replaced by an ally of Trump. Michael Whatley, the North Carolina Republican Party's former chair, thanked the former president when taking the position.
I would like to thank President Trump for his trust and support. There is no one who has been more focused on fighting for the American people, and I am grateful for the opportunity to work with him to win and help revitalize our great nation.
His co-chair will be Laura Trump, the former president's daughter-in-law, who says every penny the committee raises will go to Trump's election effort. The RNC faces lackluster fundraising, compounded with the question of whether it will help pay Trump's significant legal fees. Expelled Congressman George Santos is running for Congress again. This time he's taking on the New York 1st Congressional District incumbent Nick LaLota for the Republican nomination. LaLota says he welcomes the challenge, noting Santos's record as an ineffective representative who lied outrageously and repeatedly will take center stage. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Oregon's legislature took a step March 7th to limit the influence of money in politics by capping campaign finance contributions, but it may preempt an even stricter ballot initiative. HB 4024 limits campaign contributions for individuals and corporations to $3,300 per election or $6,600 for both the primary and general. Small donor political committees could accept up to $250 from individuals, which can then give up to $10 per donor per election to statewide candidates. Membership organizations such as unions and business groups can contribute a maximum $26,400 to a statewide candidate per election. Initiative Petition 9, backed by Honest Elections Oregon and other democracy groups, had stricter limits and more disclosure requirements for groups doing political spending. HB 4024 requires groups spending $50,000 or more to disclose an individual donor who contributed $5,000 or more. ID 9's proposed disclosure threshold was $1,000 and forced those donors to register with the state. It also completely banned direct corporate contributions to candidates. While democracy advocates don't think HB 4024 goes far enough, reporting by the Oregon Capital Chronicle suggests activists saw it as better than nothing. Governor Tina Kotek is expected to sign the bill. We have more on HB 4024 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive-All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive-All basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive-All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive-All shelter today.
This is the Magnetic Fields with You Can Never Go Back to New York from 50 Song Memoir from 2017.
You can never go back to New York, 'cause it changes as quick as the weather. Everyone sing it together. You can never go back to New York. You can go back to Ban for Big Bear, and whatever you love will still be there. But if you don't plan to ski there, you can never go back to New York. Thank you.
like the band for Big Bear. And whatever you love will still be there. But if you don't plan to ski there, you can never go back to New York.
Here's a new song from Sometimes Hudson resident Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields. Have you seen it in the snow?
They say this city is dirty and gray, but I think it's pretty on a summer day. And on rainy nights, when the streets smudge the lights, it's beautiful, you know. But have you seen it in the snow? When every light has a halo. When it snows all night, and the world glows in the morning light. Oh, have you seen it in the snow? They'll tell you this town is an ugly thing. It's all falling down and rebuilding. Neither stars nor sun, and I've never seen one rainbow. For rainbows go to Idaho. But have you seen it in the snow? When every light has a halo. When it snows all night, and the world glows white in the morning light. Oh, have you seen it in the
testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
What do you want?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
What do you want?
Hello, it's the Cool Cats here, and here is Meow, Meow Meow Kitty and Electro Kitty. This is
Meow Meow Kitty.
And I am Electro Kitty. It's a nice hot Friday night, and we will be starting the show off with some of Fote and some Star Wars.
We hope you enjoy.
It's a lovely night. We hope you enjoy, by the way.
We'll be right back. piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's a cat, they call Charlie McCoy. You know, remember that rubber leg boy. Mama cooking chicken fried and bacon grease. Come on along, boys, it's just down the road a piece.
Was some from the Rolling Stones. It was Down the Road a Piece. We hope you enjoyed that. Next is some music from
the Digital Trip Synthesizer Fantasy VIFAM record. Now coming to you from yours truly, Meow Meow Kitty.
Thank you.
Hello, now we are going to be playing some more of Fauté. We hope you enjoy. Again, this is Electro Kitty speaking now.
This is Meow Meow Kitty coming to you right now, and we are about to play some Star Wars. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Next, we will be playing a mix of Star Wars and Fote. We hope you enjoy. We hope you enjoy.
This was another edition of Meow Meow Kitty and Electro Kitty's Cool Cats Show. We hope you enjoyed
the show. By the way, shout out to WGXC
90.7 FM.
We hope you enjoyed.
Also, if you did enjoy, tune in next time for more.
The day.
Catskill's Brian DeWan with The Day the Day Stood Still on the radio at WGXC. Here is another from Brian DeWan. Breezes are blowing.
Breezes are blowing, blowing dust and ashes, rising and failing, blowing through the rolling hills. Flowers are growing, growing from a flower pot, balanced on a railing, waiting for the rain to fall. Culverts are are blowing, tributaries flowing, rising and failing, blowing flags and weather vanes, from a pipe draining, draining to the ocean. On my face raining, raining from the ocean. We'll be right back.
cops singing out of tune, walking in the light of the silvery moon. I shot one, he fell dead. One down and only 98 left.
This song came to me, and I'm going to record it and give it to you in case you have a use for it. I'm Sherry Bauer Mayorga, and this is...
Lincoln Mayorga.
I made him play this, and he does a good job. I'll sing the chorus first. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people, and we the people are watching you. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people, and we the people are watching you. Shout out your right, the right to assemble. Who has that right? The people have the right. Shout out your right, the right to protest. The people have the right. Yes, the people have the right. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people. We the people are watching you. Shout out your right, the right to religion. Who has that right? The people have the right. Shout out your right, the right to my body. The people have the right. Yes, the people have the right. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people. And we the people are watching you. Shout out your right, the right to peace. Dream, who has that right? The people have the right. Shout out your right, the right to choose. The people have the right. Yes, the people have the right. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people. We the people are watching you. Take it again. To living wage, who has that right? The people have the right. Who shout out your right? The right to health care. The people have the right. Yes, the people have the right. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people, and we the people are watching you. Now fill in the blanks. Shout out your right. Who has that right? The people have the right. Shout out your right. The people have the right. Yes, the people have the right. We the people are a mighty people. We are greater than the few. We the people have rights as a people. We the people are watching you. Let's go with it.
Chevrolet broke down.
That was Will Lawrence, a Felice Brothers, with a solo album called Through the Hollow Hills from 2022. That was the song Receiver. Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.